This is Twit.
Did you see the infographic on what Apple makes money on? Did we put that in the rundown here?
Yep.
At the top. This is where Business Insider did this. This is where Apple's money comes from. And I thought this was, we knew this, but when you see it in an infographic, so the bigger the bar, the more money they get. The iPod, the little thin bar, and then it gets thicker with accessories. They make more in accessories than iPods. That's interesting. Then iTunes.
More than everything than iPods.
Yeah, iPods is their tiniest division. Then the Mac.
Only makes $2.5 billion.
Well, see, that's the thing. These are in billions.
Exactly.
we're talking about
the loser product line that generates $2.8 billion a year.
Pretty soon you're going to add Apple Pay, I think, to this.
Well, that was like when the iPhone 5C was a disappointment because it was only the third most popular phone in the world.
Number one, of course, iPhone. And this really tells you a lot about what Apple's business is these days. The iPhone is so much bigger, like a 4 times bigger than the iPad or the Mac. That makes
look at the Mac go, Leo.
Huh?
Look at the Mac go. I mean, look how
the Mac is $29 billion. It's still a big business. That's
growing.
And growing. This is for fiscal 2014. So this is a year. I don't think Apple's going to turn their back on the Mac, but you see what's important.
Well, and the revenue for the iPhone, I believe, is almost twice Google's entire revenue.
You're kidding.
I mean, I think Google's revenue per year is $67 billion,
Holy cow.
According to the chart, if you scroll down, yeah.
Holy cow. So Apple revenue total stocked up against other companies.
There's only two ahead.
Walmart makes $483 billion. This is revenue, not profit. $483 billion revenue. Exxon, $392. Apple, $220. But as you say, the $121.5 billion revenue on the iPhone is actually bigger than Google's total revenue by almost twice. Facebook's only $11 billion. God, you got to feel sorry for Facebook.
Amazon money just profits down to zero.
You know what? You shouldn't, if you only make $11.2 billion a year, you shouldn't be spending $22 billion on an app.
Listen to your mom and get that real estate license because admit it's not working out.
It's not working out.
It was a good try, but admit it's not working out. Your band is not going to make it.
It does go
show you that this business model of let's sell things that are really expensive.
That's a good business model.
I know there's a lot of room for sub $1,500, sub $1,000 laptops. Let's let other people get that. Let's sell the $1,500 to $2,000 ones.
But you know what's fascinating?
Let's sell the tablet. Let's not sell the tablet that costs $99 and is good enough for almost everybody. Let's sell the $500
one. You
know
what's fascinating, though, is that wasn't always that way. In fact, remember what we used to say, whose wallet would you rather have, Bill Gates or Steve Jobs? Because Microsoft was just cashing it in because they made software. Yeah. There was no cost to make it. It was just bits, and it was almost all profit once you cover your R&D. But even Microsoft now wants to be in the hardware business. I don't know, but somehow something shifted in hardware.
Steve Jobs probably had a better designed wallet. I mean, if we were talking specifically about the wallet.
Jobs' wallet looked good. It just
nice
wasn't
leather
fat.
Stitching. Yeah.
Just wasn't you can only fat. Put Apple bucks in it.
Yeah.
Aluminium. A beautiful aluminium wallet.
I love that infographic.
And
though.
This wallet really has razor sharp edges.
Yum.
It's a screamer.
But you just have to hold it correctly. It won't cut you as long as you hold it correctly.
Now, you will need special pants to fit it inside here, but these are the best pants we think that's ever been made.
That's that old joke, right? You know, wallet 2014 is not compatible with pants 2013. You're going to have to upgrade to pants 14.